Hello.
Yes, hello. My name is Yvonne. I'm calling from customer support. Wanted to say Merry Christmas to you and see if I can help you today. How can I help you today?
Okay, who are you with?
I'm with customer support. We pull accounts, find out what charges are, try to help you cancel your account so you don't receive any more charges, ma'am. And what is your zip code?
27360. There was $99 taken out of my checking account, and I want to know what for.
That's what I'm doing for you right now, ma'am. 273
Yeah.
what?
27360.
And your name, ma'am?
Andy.
Andy, okay. And last name?
Brand.
Fine. All right, give me a few moments here. I'll pull your account up. Okay, Peggy.
Excuse me.
Oh no, I'm pulling up names. I was just saying the first name was Peggy. I'm sorry. Trying to find your account, ma'am. Have you had a charge, I mean, an account with us before, ma'am, before today? Or it just happened? You
I
just
don't know.
did this?
No.
Oh, you never had an account?
Account with who?
I'm saying, have you gone online and ordered something? That's how you get an account
Oh,
if it comes here.
no.
Okay, I just
No,
wanted
I
to
haven't
know
ordered
'cause
anything on.
I'm looking for your name and I haven't came across it yet.
Right.
Okay.
Haven't ordered nothing.
Okay. What did I do? Okay, 12. Richard. Okay.
Don't
Okay, so I'm not showing an account for you. I'm gonna put your name in as the last result to see if a charge did come or it's too early to tell if you have an account, even though you have the charge, the account won't show up, ma'am. So right now I'm finna to put your name in here and take your zip code out, just to see if Andy is Andy, ma'am.
DI
DI.
BRANN.
For brand.
Brand BRANN.
Okay. No, I'm talking about for Andy.
That's
A-N-D.
me, Andy. Andy Brand.
No, how do you spell Andy? How do you spell it?
ANDI.
Oh, okay. I had an E. That's why I was asking you. Okay.
I thought you said ANDY. Yeah.
No, ma'am. I have to put it in because
Yeah.
computers act funny when you miss a letter or a number and it won't give you the correct answer, so that's why I asked you, is that the correct spelling? And it's showing that you don't have an account with us, ma'am, not yet. When did you receive these charges?
I just called to get my balance on my card, and there was a transaction made, so
Today,
for
what day?
99 something. No, 2 days ago, the
Oh
23rd.
yeah, so 25, 12/22. You saw this. So today is the 25th, so that's like 3 days.
The
You
twenty.
might wanna call us back in 1 day or two.
I mean, I should have an account for y'all to draft it out of my checking account anyway. That don't make any sense.
I know, I understand that, ma'am, what you're saying. I'm not saying there's no account exists. It's just saying that the time frame between Christmas and the showing on the 22nd, when you seen this charge, ma'am. Your account probably hasn't reached us yet in our computer. Not to say it's not one. It's just maybe too early that it hasn't came to
Oh
us
my
yet.
God.
I know. I understand.
Okay, so you're
that's weird.
You don't show an account for me, but
no,
you
but they did
took
pull
it out
up.
of my.
Yes, that happened. I had a couple of people
How?
call today and did close or 1 hour ago or anything like that. Anything that's less than 5 days, there's no account. But I'm just saying we open 24 hours. You can call at any time and give them the same information. It could be here tomorrow, ma'am.
Or nothing. Can you not tell me what it's for or not?
I can't see anything. You know what? Since you're asking me, Andy, I'm going to do one more thing. If you can give me your telephone number, I'll put that in to see. Say that again.
336.
Okay,
471-4411.
Okay, hold on just one moment. And maybe it'll pull an account up, but it is, like I say, it's early. And the account probably hasn't reached us yet. But they shouldn't have.
But you've got my money.
Yes, I was just going to say that. How are you going to take some if it ain't an account? But it should reach us, though, ma'am. Just, I guess, have to be a little patient.
I don't understand what. I mean, I don't understand.
And you don't remember doing it, so. 1-1.
What other? Okay. Okay, the bank. Money out. And I can't tell me what for.
They have to tell you. He said you can give me a number. Tell me.
You gonna give me a number?
That's a confirmation number. If I can pull the account up, and there's nothing showing, ma'am. Nothing pulled with Andy Brand on it just yet. Like I say, maybe you can call tomorrow, and it's been reached our computer here for the charge
what?
You said. Only way I can give you a confirmation if I can see your name.
You gonna give me a confirmation number?
What if someone tells you?
I can't give you a confirmation number because I don't have an account with the charge on it in front of me for the $99, ma'am. I'm not saying that it's not going to show up, but I need to see that in front of me in order to help you or to get rid of the charge or to cancel the account. So you won't be charged again. I don't have an account for you, ma'am.
I mean, what would y'all charge me for anyway?
I don't know. I don't know what you bought. You said you didn't buy anything. That's the problem. Whatever that
okay,
charge is.
Okay, what could I have bought?
For that amount, that if we had that here, maybe a skin and cream, face, you know, skin cream, serum for your eye. We have those kind of products for women. We have slim, apple cider. Vinegar gummy bears for losing weight, ma'am. We have blood sugar pills. It depends because some of the products we do they be in a 7-day trial. So yours is at $99. So you could have ordered one of those. I'm not sure, ma'am. That's what I'm saying. I'm guessing.
I didn't order nothing.
Okay. I know. I understand, ma'am. But when the account do show up. Just let them know, and they'll take let you know what to do to get your money back or cancel the account, ma'am. But I don't have an account for you right now. Anything else for you? Make sure you call back, ma'am.